welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Julieland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who has a lot to do before he kicks the bucket, Mr. Richard Avery.
I've got a lot to do. You have a lot to do. No, I have a shitload to do.
I have so much to do.
There's so much I want to do.
But you know what today is? Today is Friday.
Yes.
And like most restaurants, you know, they have clam chowder.
Exactly.
Guess what we got? We got clam chowder.
I thought today was Saturday.
No, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
No, it's Saturday.
It's Friday. Your phone's lying to you.
It's Saturday.
It's Friday.
It's the 24th. It says it on my iPhone.
Excuse me. It's, I know.
Your the 24th wrong, of November.
First of all, it's, no, first of all, it's 1983 and it's a Friday. And
yeah,
there's no such thing as iPhones.
Right.
You're looking at your flip phone.
You are so cute.
It's a razor. It's a razor.
Do you remember the razors? You know, Peggy got a Dolce & Gabbana razor as a gift from somebody.
I'd carry that now.
And because it did, oh, I know. And it opened up, and one of the things that irritated her is when you'd open it up, it would go, Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh my gosh, can I have that phone, please?
No, she put it in a drawer. She wouldn't sell it because they were going for a fortune on eBay.
Yeah, no shit, I never even...
She wouldn't sell it because it was a gift from like GQ or something.
And they'd
so she did it. So, you know, we were talking earlier about bucket lists, and I'm assuming that your bucket list is now to own a Dolce & Gabbana razor phone.
Yes.
Well, since she's the youngest here, she probably has the longest bucket list, right?
Right.
No, correct. That is what you have.
Yeah.
Give us highlights.
Or maybe not. Maybe she doesn't.
Is your list, would you say you've done things in the last 10 years? You probably, or you add new things, I guess. Right?
No, but would you, at your age, at whatever you are, 28, 29,
40,
you're far enough away from dying that you're not maybe so much thinking about a bucket list.
But I might die soon.
Whereas we're older, and it's one of those things of going, I'm turning 40, so...
solid 30.
No, but I go through and then go, in the next 30 years, what have I done with the past 40 years? What am I doing in the next 30 years? And what do I want to do with my life that I fucked up for the past 20 years since I've been an adult? Because I only have 30, in theory, 30 to go, and only 20 of that is probably going to be that great.
So, what do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do, Gracie?
Jump out of an airplane?
Nope.
Run with the Bulls of Pamplona?
Nope.
Have a fine dining meal with Gordon Ramsay?
Yes. I can probably buy that. I wonder how much that costs. How much do you think to hire Gordon Ramsay to go to dinner with you as an escort, basically?
I think he's a food hoe.
Yeah, I'm like, depends on the restaurant, honestly.
No, actually, I wonder if that is possible. I wonder if you could hire him. There is an amount.
Everybody has a price.
I bet you if you're some sheik from Saudi Arabia with billions of dollars, you could probably
get Lilo, Kim K.
When they get all those people to do things, they can probably pay to have them come and make them breakfast.
Yeah.
So what do you want for, what's on your list, Gracie Glam?
I want to...
Is it Glacy Graham?
It's actually Stacy Slam, depending on how much alcohol I've had. My ex said I had an evil twin.
I know that all that comes too out. Well.
That's Stacy.
Yeah, evil.
That's like Ash Hollywood has her evil twin named Smashley. Do not wake that girl up.
Yeah, all right.
It's trouble.
All right. So what's on your bucket list?
In Dubai, I want to jump out of an airplane over the Emirates on the islands.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Can you jump from the top of that building?
That shit, I don't want to know if I'm good on that. I don't think so.
Because I saw a Red Bull thing where they were jumping
that's
off.
That's Red Bull Extreme. Those are fucking, they're contracted.
But they're pros. Jumping, that's the building they're jumping
off
of, right?
Yeah, but they get paid to do extreme sports.
Yeah, but you go through
and they're sponsored.
But what is that called? Where you're not, I mean, because they're not that high up when it comes down to it. I mean.
Oh, have you seen, no, haven't seen that building.
No, but it's only,
yeah,
what
the
is
fuck
it?
They are.
What is it, 2,000, 2,100 feet up?
That shit is, that. High. I mean, it's almost to the fucking clouds. It's just scary as shit.
I would never go in that building in a million years.
No.
I wouldn't go.
I couldn't even, standing
just
thousands
looking at
of feet, I couldn't even fit it on my phone to take a picture of it.
Yeah. Wow.
It's that.
So you wouldn't want to jump off it?
Fuck no.
So you jump out of a plane?
Yes. tandem.
With a really experienced.
Was it a guy or a girl that you'd go tandem with?
Guy.
Would you ever.
Top or bottom?
Would you ever go naked?
No. Nobody wants that.
Would you go stoned?
No. No.
That would fuck with your head.
Yeah.
Shrooms? That.
No. I want to be sober.
Like stoned.
And I want to be off drugs for at least a week just in case, like, my heart. So I don't. It doesn't, like, stop.
Well, I have jumped out of a plane, and it's not as scary as you think. It's kind of surreal.
Yeah, it's very. I heard that it's so calming because it's completely silent.
But the weirdest part of all is this when the chute open, you're falling, right? That's the whatever. But it's when the chute opens and you're, like, kind of coming down. It's when you look down. And you just see your feet dangling, and Earth is way below. You know, the ground is, and you see your feet just, like, dangling, and everything is so far away. And you're like, "Oh my God, we're gonna land!" And you know, there's this thing in time. And
well, then the chute's out, so you know you're good. You're pretty good. You're pretty solid.
You think you are until this last time I went and did it in Hawaii with Audrey. My guy says when you're landing, you lift
put your feet out. Yeah.
So I did, and he slipped and fell, and I broke my tailbone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I...
Damn. What? Sorry, bro? Like, what do you say to that?
Yeah. The guy's like, "Oh, sorry." And you're like, I'm sitting there on my ass going...
You're like, no, I'm gonna
something,
cry.
I just go, something just broke. And...
You just jumped out of a plane. What do you think's going to happen? Jesus.
So I always tell people that story is that the moral of the story is, like the first time I skydived, the instructor said it best. Skydiving is a sport just like tennis. But you can't get killed playing tennis.
Well, you know.
And then and our instructor, and the first time I went skydiving, he had one leg.
You know.
And nobody had the guts enough to ask him why or what happened.
He's like a shark attack.
Nobody wanted to know.
You know, George Bush Sr., he was, I don't know if he did it this year, but every year, and he's in his 80s.
Yeah, but he was a pilot in World War II.
In World War II. That was a couple years ago.
Would you jump out of a plane?
No. Absolutely not.
No desire.
No desire whatsoever.
I also want to do it too because as I'm getting older, you know, like we talked previous episodes on ignorance is bliss. I can notice myself being more fearful towards certain things. Yeah. Yep. And I kind of want to make myself do it just because I want to like fuck this and overcome my fear. And two, just before I get to the point where I have kids or something where it's like, yeah, I kind of can't die right now.
Yeah.
Like... Can't really
hurry up and do it. Go to Paris Valley. That's all you have to do is drive to Paris Valley.
I thought about it, but I kind of think I want to. I've waited this long. Mm. I wanted my first time. I want to go to Dubai and do it.
You know,
or Hawaii.
Hawaii, I do love Hawaii.
I was in Toronto and we went up the CN Tower. And when you get up to the sky pod, as they put it, this was for 27 years the tallest tower on the planet.
Yeah.
And you get up to, and it's 1,400 feet or something. That's way the fuck up there. And what was funny is that's the sky pod. I think you're 30. The normal level is 33 floors below that. And there's like glass that you can walk on. I couldn't even do that. Like, no, I understand that this thing has been here as long as I have. And nobody's ever fallen through the glass, but I'm looking at it going, nope,
it's like,
not going to happen.
Can I tell you, it's the same thing at, you know, the Palms Hotel has the bar at the roof and they have that glass thing you can walk out. And I was there once and I remember my friend just like, oh, I'll walk out. I was like, sorry.
Nope.
I don't want to be that one accident that it decides to break on. I don't want to be that
Texas roller coaster.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, or that thing at the Grand Canyon that like shoots way up. Nope. Not.
What do they have?
It's something
like a bungee.
No, it's a glass thing that you walk out on, overlooks the canyon.
Yeah, I'm good. I flew over that in a private jet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, except the guy that owned the jet was flying the plane.
So no Mile High Club?
Well, no, we're good on that.
Wow, that's not that's on my fuck it list.
But looking at like all the pilot shit that he was having to do and like the papers, the charts, I was like, that looks really complicated. I'm going to go sit back.
Oh, bullshit. All they do is push a button and it goes.
No. Autopilot.
Oh,
no.
He could have banged you for a good solid 4 minutes and went back to flying.
No.
So what are your bucket list things?
I mean, flying in the plane and, you know, fucking in a plane, that would be fun. But
overrated.
Not sanitary.
Oh,
recycled air.
No, you know, I mean, there's the ones that
what
are
do you think?
Like they're, you know, you guys are jumping out of planes, things like that. I want to travel more.
I was waiting for you to say, I just want to
walk down the street and see a sunny day.
Yeah, no, I want to travel. I really want to go to Paris. Okay. I just have an uncontrollable, big desire to go to Paris. Bonjour. But there was a period of time where I wanted to hike the Great Wall of China.
Okay.
And it's 1,000 miles long. It's some absurd length. But I was like...
Segway.
Yeah, exactly. But I was like, that would be a story to tell. Okay. How long did it take you? 6 months, and I hiked camping on the Great Wall of China. I always thought that would be the most amazing.
I've always wanted to see that. My father used to go to China. He made me make a scrapbook of all the stuff he had brought back because he used to do business over there a lot. And since I was like 5 or 6, he always promised me that when I was old enough, he would take me. And that's not going to happen.
I want to go see the White House. It's simple. These are approachable, easy to do. I want to go back to Tokyo, and I want to do it, before I die. I want to go.
Anywhere other places you want to go to? South America?
No, I have no desire. Australia? Nope. No desire.
London,
no Africa.
England?
Europe. I want to do Europe.
New York.
I've always had a thing that it would be cool to go to Antarctica.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just
Africa?
I think see the Northern Lights.
India,
Africa, Northern
nothing.
Lights.
Russia would be fun. Russia. Europe, maybe India to go. That would be an experience.
But when I
went to Tokyo for the first time, I was just kind of dropped into it, and it was lost in translation. You show up, and I think, oh, they'll speak English. Nope. Get on the bus. They take you to the hotel. The hotel doesn't speak English. Nobody, and that was
experience. That's a lot like Paris, France, too.
Yeah, it's like,
and they'll try to speak English if they're in the mood.
Yeah, and I was like, here's an American Express card, here's enough cash, you're here to do a job, and luckily I had somebody to communicate with, but that was such a, life-changing experience to be able to go and not be a tourist. I was there to do work, but I got to go do the tourist things, and that's what I kind of want to do with Paris, is I want to go experience it for a week and just, do the touristy things, but at the same time, walk the streets. It's the romantic thing. I'm sure...
I spent a week there, and everything you're saying, I did.
And I'm sure everybody comes to Hollywood thinking, I want
to
live in
have to say this about Paris, though, and luckily for me, was I was with my girlfriend at the time, and it is romantic, and I can't imagine going there without a significant other.
Really? Yeah. See, I want to go on my own and go see art and hire hookers.
You could do that.
But you should go to the Red Light District, go to Amsterdam for that.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that's what I want to do. I want to go to Amsterdam for that. I hear too many good stories. I want to go to Amsterdam and just spend a week and fucking with hookers.
I'd want to go during, maybe Cannabis Cup, but only the last part, and then once everyone goes home, then where it's calmed down.
I know I've too many girls, friends of mine, who have done Amsterdam thing in the stories. I just mollies.
Yeah.
Why wasn't I there? Oh, I would have taken pictures. It would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is there anything else you want to do in life before you kick it?
I don't
know. Anything you want to see in particular?
Oh my God! Look at everybody's coming after me.
Well, your show. We want more.
No, I'm supposed to be asking these questions. No, I have things that I want to see and I want to do, but I don't have the official list. I don't have the written down list. It's the there's not the oh my God, I want to fuck Angelina Jolie. That's on my bucket list. Yeah, those are the stupid ones
realistic.
That people. Yeah, exactly.
But I keep a list. I keep a list. I call it a hit list. Basically, it's my thing. For years, it was like I kept a hit list of people I wanted to photograph or things that I wanted to do. I always kept a list. I always felt. I always feel like when you write things down, it kind of gets out there.
Well, I go through and I could say, "Oh, I want to photograph Kate Moss." I want to do it. One of the reasons why I got in photography is I loved Kate Moss and I wanted to do a photo shoot with Kate Moss. Is that going to happen?
Yes.
Yeah, if I have enough money to hire
her. No, all you do is get a fucking 8-ball of coke and say, hey, Kate, I'm shooting. Come on over. She'll fucking show
up. Remember when she lost Burberry and lost all those things and her career's over? Yeah. She's been back
I
and
love
doing
her,
just fine.
Just the fact that she used to do drugs and wasn't as shy about it.
Is there anybody you want to photograph, Gracie?
Or
be photographed by?
Besides,
that's not
besides
dead.
Me.
Besides Richard Avery, who is the best photographer in the room?
I don't know about me being photographed by anybody, just because over the years I'm not as comfortable in front of the camera, I guess.
Is there anybody you want to fuck in porn?
No.
There's no one left? There's James Dean?
No.
Name a male talent that you haven't worked with. Lexington Steel.
There's a lot. I mean, with guys, you kind of just get paired up with whoever. And now I'm kind of to the point where I would rather, I'm not, before I didn't know anybody. Now there's the older guys All the new guys, like, I really don't have a desire to fuck with new guys simply because half of them, if they're good looking, which majority of them are, I'm like, you're gay.
Wow.
I mean, most, because crossover has been such a thing. Yeah. And I just like, I, if, I'm so worried.
And if they're not gay, they're happy. And that.
Or they're, yeah, I mean, they just, you have it in you to where you can make your body do whatever for whatever. And I mean, for girls, it's easier. But for guys, if you're able to do it, cool. But I'm just like not into that, like health wise. I just know that people are kind of at another level. And so porn wise, like I'm just, I kind of want to do what I want to do. I want to shoot. I want to shoot things. I have, I want to have my own gallery, like kind of, I have just different things that I want to portray, the story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually have a porn series that I would like to shoot, which I was going today, but as it gets later, might not be able to inquire with the person about, shooting.
So you want to be a photographer? Is that on your bucket list?
It's not that I want to be a photographer.
Because photographers are cool.
I just,
It was so cool.
I just kind of got, I like, and I don't necessarily like using, you know, just camera, this and that. I like the, even though you don't want me to call it Polaroid.
Fujiroid.
Yeah, like the fact that it's one picture and just capturing like the essence of a moment. And I like blurred.
Do you like shooting Polaroids?
Yes. And I like blurry pictures.
Mm.
When I did art, I was more of an abstract artist.
I like that.
These kids and their blurry pictures.
Hey, I went through that phase too.
I don't know anybody in that phase.
No, most of my iPhone pics seem to be blurry these days.
I like blurry.
Mm-hmm. How about you? Do you have anybody on a fuck it list there, Mr. Avery?
On a fuck it list, yes. Of course. Natalie Portman.
Really?
Mila Kunis.
Mila is on there, yeah.
I used to like her.
I think she's super, super hot.
Any porn chicks?
Any porn chicks, fuck it list. I would get in trouble if I said names, honestly, because they're girls I know.
And Ash Hollywood?
Ash Hollywood would be on my fuck it list. In a
really?
Heartbeat. Oh, God.
She'd
hurt me, though.
Yeah.
Phoenix Marie would hurt me.
Yeah.
I told Phoenix Marie just this week, I said to her, you know, I'm getting healthy, I'm ready to wrestle, and I'm ready to kick your ass. And she just laughed at me and said she would kick my ass. And I know she would beat me down. Like I said to her, let's go UFC. And she's like, you'd be out in like 5 seconds. I said, I know.
She's doing UFC?
No, I wanted to do UFC.
Oh.
I was joking with her saying, I'm going to do UFC. And she was just all like, yeah, no. Like she knows. I know she would kick my ass.
It'd be like a happy ass.
Kick. Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I got my ass kicked by Phoenix Marie. Yeah, but like, I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I have a couple girls now that are on my list. You know, number one.
I actually, it's funny you say this because I physically, I have a list upstairs of the shoots that I'm going to do in the next 2 months of the girls.
Is Angela White on that list?
No. I do love Angela.
No, I don't. She's not on my list. She's a little far away. She's a little far away.
Can you get her out here?
When I go to Australia next year, I will say hello for you.
Just so you know, Alex bought the first porn that I've bought. Actually, you know what's funny is, you know, the last person I bought a DVD from. The last porn DVD that I purchased was at AVN, and it was a number of years ago, probably 4 years ago. I bought Shut Up and Fuck directly from the Evil Angel booth from Bobby Starr and had her sign it for me. I spent 20 bucks.
Really?
I didn't get a discount. I didn't ask for a free copy.
Did you know her at the time or no?
Yeah. I'd been on set with her a number of times, and I wanted to support her as a director.
Great movie.
I was ready to, and I watched through it. It's not like I sat there and jerked off to it, but it was like I wanted to support her and what she'd done. But I looked at some of the clips and stuff from Angela White's latest movie, Angela Volume 2, and I was like, I'm going to buy this. And I even tweeted her, I'm going to buy this. And Alex bought it for me as an early birthday gift. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah. I actually did see that, and I was like pretty excited that she got distribution through girlfriends and like put, because all of her stuff, when she comes out here, she books everything. She does wardrobe for everything. Like it's all everything she wants to do, her ideas. And like, I really admire her in the way that she's even, she's always only shot for herself, and she's kind of built her Fleshlight Girl, like her own empire to, you know, on her own, really.
Didn't date
someone and fuck the, you know. I mean, she's had funding, but, I mean, she wasn't your typical, like, oh, I'm fucking this director, so I'm a contract girl, or I'm this or that, or, you know, I mean, she's... Yeah. From the beginning.
Sure.
She.
Are you.
Her butthole fleshlight is amazing. You can check out my review of it on exactly. 5 minutes of fun with Angela White's butthole.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. No, that little fucker, I'd never used a fleshlight before. It made me come twice in 5 minutes.
I've
it was
heard
amazing.
A lot of guys really like it.
Yeah, no, it's a. I, fun
how
toy.
Do you clean that?
It's a sad, sad experience when you're, when you're cleaning your ejaculate out of a weird.
I've never tried one. And the last time I saw one was I was with Misty Stone at her house, and she had a whole closet full of them. She goes, "Do you want one?" I'm like, "No, Misty, I don't think so. Thank you.
I love that
it.
Girl.
I know." And we sat there, and she's rolling a blunt, and she's like, and we're like playing with it while we're smoking. I'm like, "Oh, this is really a weird moment. Like, it's like, oh my god. Okay, here you can have your fleshlight back." They're really weird.
Now, do you have any career goal, but like
life
an
goals?
Ideal, like your where you, that would be the pinnacle of your dream career? Where you would be working for Girlfriends Films in the warehouse?
Well, I mean, within the industry, I would love to wrap up
win
my
an
career
award?
Being a Penthouse Pet, which I kind of bypassed. No, I'm not looking at you because of that. Just in general, that's one thing. You know,
who
the fuck wins Charlotte their first year? But yet, I've never been Hustler Honey, Twisty's Treat, Penthouse Pet,
J-Girl.
Anything.
But she is bitter.
It's not that I'm bitter.
No, I don't blame her. I know the same feeling. I know other girls that have like look at Phoenix Marie's never won an AVN. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, and so for me, it's like I kind of got bypassed through all of the glamour and all that stuff because I was shooting a lot of Gonzo and I was this teen and blah, 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 blah. And like no one really ever considered me for any of that. And those are things that were more like notable to me. Like I'm not going to be like, oh, yay, on the cover of Come Swapping Sluts number 17. Like, you know.
I thought that was 16.
It would feel 13 good.
13 Come Hungry Cocksuckers volume 10.
You know, it just would feel.
That was a good movie.
Do you have a goal? Like, do you want to get married and have kids?
I do.
I feel bad for that man.
I do. I think that if I'm going to do it, though, it's going to be one of those go big or go home because I'd never really had the whole big, I hate to reference Kardashians, but that big family kind of essence thing. So I kind of, I envy that in a sense. So I would love that. Travel-wise, I want to see the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do like one of those 14, 15-day retreats in India. To go and visit and like more spiritual kind of shit. I want to see the Northern Lights in Alaska. I want to take my little brother back to Russia where he's from. I don't know if we'll go back to Blagoveshchensk all the fuck way over by Czech. I don't know about that, but definitely want to go to Moscow and take him. I'm
got a long list.
I do.
I've always one of my goals has always been I don't necessarily want to be rich, but I want to be wealthy enough where I can do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Think about money.
Exactly. I want to be able to. I would love my dream career wise, photography wise, is I would love to have one of those gigantic warehouse lofts that has all the big windows and just wide open space in New York and be able to go through and live there and wake up and go shoot whatever the fuck I want and have enough money to be able to do it and not be concerned and have clients and have a good life doing that.
I want
to
be so rich that I can fucking have the best hookers every weekend and the best fucking drugs every weekend and spend the rest of the week
recovering.
What's considered
the best hookers, though? I mean, I guess that's porn stars, right? A lot of Playboy models, a lot of
the best hookers are the hookers who would put up with me and tell me.
Well, you pay them enough money, and they do
exactly, and then tell me how wonderful I am.
I was like, that's our job. That's their job. I mean,
that's why I love my hookers.
I love all the hookers out there. I haven't hired a hooker in like 7 years.
7 years.
I should probably hire a hooker. I mean, I got one at home, and I love her. But
I take
care
of my girls. I say hire a hooker once a week. You keep a girl off the street that way.
I used to support a stripper, so
it's kind of like my own Make-A-Wish
it's
Foundation.
Very successful.
Yeah. So,
That's a crazy. I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, man, if somebody listens to this, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble.
Oh, there's a few of us on this one. So, Mr. Avery, I see you over there eagerly waiting
to
do this.
I got a couple extra questions, so we're going to have a couple bonus ones here today.
Uh-oh. Ding, ding.
Questions of the week.
Who would you rather party with, Kim Kardashian or Kourtney Kardashian?
Kourtney Kardashian.
You?
I barely know what a Kardashian is, so I'm going to go with the other one.
You're going to go with Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, I'll go
with Kim.
Don't
you think
Kimmy?
Her husband will get a little upset if you're partying with her?
Yeah, God, a.k.a. God.
who's her husband?
Kanye West.
Oh, Kanye West. Oh, I'm not a fan of his, so I guess I'll go with the other one. Sorry, I don't know the Kardashians, but, you know, probably not the mom.
Who would you rather go to the beach with, Lady Gaga or Katy Perry?
Ugh. Katy Perry.
Lady Gaga.
I've seen Lady Gaga in American Horror Story. Sometimes she looks really good, and other times I look at her and go,
I know she's butt ugly.
Really? Wow,
she's
you're just
ugly,
not.
But she seems cool.
All right. Last one. Who would you rather hike with, go on a hike with, Yogi Bear or Boo Boo?
Ooh, Yogi.
I'm pausing.
I'd want to go on with Boo Boo.
I'm thinking Boo Boo as well.
It's more fun.
It's
lighthearted.
Yeah, but then, I mean, the ship will be on fire. And, like, he's not putting it out. Like, Yogi's got me covered.
That's the wrong bear.
Smokey the Bear?
No, it's Smokey Bear. It's
whatever,
not Smokey the
whatever.
Bear.
It's
Smokey Bear.
Yeah, I want to just be able to go, hey, Boo Boo. You know? It's like, and then watch the bear look at me and go, dude, shut the fuck up. Exactly. It's old. Everybody
Pinkier
does that.
The brain.
Do you want to do a fuck, marry, kill?
Sure.
Let's do a fuck, marry,
we're
kill.
We're here having fun.
All right. Ready? Fuck, marry, kill. Batman, Superman, or Spider-Man?
Okay. I'm going to marry Batman. I want to fuck Superman. Kill Spider-Man. Fuck spiders. Fuck Spider-Man. Puny. Fuck your little webs. Fuck your... with the thing you do with your hands. You look retarded.
And he lives, like, he lives with his
you're
grandma.
You're wearing tights.
And he lives with his grandma.
Yeah.
Like,
you're wearing
really?
Tights.
Well, Superman wears tights as well.
Yeah, well, Batman's the shit. Okay. And that's who's my husband's
I'm going. I'm going with the same thing because, you know, Superman, when he in the real life, you know, fun to fuck, but really has no real job that's paying money. Bruce Wayne has got bucks. So got Batman's bucks. The one you marry. And Spider-Man is a Marvel character, and nobody gives a fuck about Marvel characters. They can fucking die. All of them.
Okay. All right. On that note.
On that note, now that we've talked a lot about death, murders,
and gay sex with superheroes, Gracie Glam, you've now been my co-host for 5 episodes, and I appreciate you putting up with me.
And this
coming
will be
out.
The last time you'll be showing up, so please say goodbye forever.
So, Gracie, where can your fans and all those people out there, your stalkers.
All the people you owe money to. Yeah, where
can they find you?
Well, all the people that owe me money, that's a few of you. You can find me at my home at, Skid Row, Public Storage in Studio City. No, twitter.com/glamchowder, no E. Same with Instagram. Fuck my Tumblr. I don't update that. Website coming soon, thegracyglam.com. Or listen to me talk and more and stuff on Julie Lynn Universe. More with Mo and Mo, whatever the fuck is blog. The Average Mo. Yeah, that's what it is. .com. I just did your plugs for you, so you don't have to say shit.
Oh, but we all know I will anyhow. Uh-huh. Mr. Avery, do you have anything to throw in there? My producer, the man who has now been with us 114 episodes.
I'm going to plug the fact that thinking this is going to be around the holidays. So, yeah, have a happy, safe holiday.
Aw, that's so right? sweet.
Am I thinking, if I think in
holidays, D-A-Z-E.
Yeah, you're right.
Days.
Days.
Well, my name is Maurice. This has been More with Mo, or More with Gracie, or Gracie and Mo, or...
TalkingShit.com.
More with Gracie, less with Mo.
There you go. You can find me on Twitter, at MoXXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can also check out my blog, TheAverageMo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to episodes 1 through 4 of this little co-host thing we did with Gracie Glam on TheAverageMo.com. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.
Thanks for listening.